There's been a significant rise in burglaries, according to figures just published by the Central Statistics Office. The figures for the 12 months up until last September show the number of burglaries rose by 10%. Thefts from shops, people and cars also increased. However, there were falls in the number of homicides and drugs offences. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been looking at the figures. Paul, let's start with burglaries and thefts. What do the figures say?
Yeah, today's CSO figures are based on crimes that are reported to the Gardaí, and there were 9,981 burglaries reported over the 12-month period. That's 27 every day. Now, that represents a 10% increase on the previous 12 months. Most of that increase relates to non-violent burglaries, but there has also been an increase in the small amount of violent burglaries. There's around 280 violent burglaries, but that still represents a 15% increase on the previous period. In relation to theft offences, they also have continued to increase. Overall, they're up 7%. There were increases in the theft of cars, that's up 6%. Thefts from people, that's up 20%. And in cases of handling stolen property, that's also considered a theft offence. But the vast majority of these cases are related to crimes and thefts from shops. Six out of every 10 of these crimes represents somebody stealing something from a shop or a retail outlet.
Let's move on then to another category. What do the numbers say about violent and organised crime?
Yeah, again, increases in kidnappings, firearms, explosives offences and public order offences. Violent crime has increased. Attempted murder, assaults and related offences, that category is up 3%. Some organised crime offences have reduced. There's been reductions in homicides and in some drugs offences, including cultivation, possession of drugs and possession with intent to supply, which is effectively drug dealing. However, with the major drugs offences, you know, the ones that the transnational organised crime gangs are involved with, that's importation. That's up 83%. There was 84 cases recorded over that 12-month period. That's nearly double. And we have seen the huge volume of drugs that the Gardaí continue to seize. Also, shootings have increased by 20% over the 12-month period. One notable statistic in today's figures is that cash and transit robberies, which were a staple of organised crime and funding for organised crime for decades, have almost now stopped, with just four recorded in the 12-month period.
Well, we turn to two other categories where there has been an increase in reported crime. Those are arson attacks and also road traffic offences.
Yeah, these are major public interest criminal offences. So talking about public order and other social code offences, they increased by 3% over the 12-month period. There was more than 30,000 of these crimes. There was a 5% increase in disorderly conduct and a 16% increase in arson attacks. Now, the Gardaí believe that's linked to ongoing anti-migrant sentiment and protests at IPAS or proposed IPAS centres. There's also been a reduction in cases of dangerous and drunk driving, but the figures are still very high. Almost 5,000 people were caught drunk driving over the 12-month period. That's in spite of intensive Garda and government road safety campaigns. And there's also been an increase in drug driving, an increase of 24%. Almost 2,000 people were caught. And that tends to be reflective of people, drivers in the younger age group, who don't have the tradition of going into pubs and drinking and then driving, but are more likely to be taking cocaine, smoking cannabis, and then driving a car.
Paul, as we were saying at the start, these figures are for the 12 months up until last September. So it's taken quite a while to publish them. Why?
Yeah, this is because they were delayed after a new fraud figures emerged. In today's figures, 11,500 fraud offences are recorded, but that's a revised figure. It's not comparable with any of the other years because the Gardaí reported a backlog in fraud cases that were reported to them from the financial institutions. Now, this backlog arose because a new mechanism was put in place for financial institutions to report all cases of fraud, and the Gardaí wrote to the financial institutions, reminding them that they had a legal obligation, that they were legally required to report all cases or suspected cases charges of fraud. Now, this resulted in the Gardaí receiving a huge volume of reports, including on cases of bogus texts, emails, phishing, smishing, that sort of thing. In many of these cases, no money was stolen. These were attempted frauds. It's still a crime. And also in cases where small amounts, 50 or 100 euro or relatively small amounts were stolen, and the bank dealt with the people directly and in many cases recompensed the people, the victims of the crime. Now, the Gardaí say they're working through the high volume of these reported cases, financial fraud, but they say really the value of these seems to lie more in the data that it's producing rather than the evidence of any serious criminal activity, in the sense that you can identify patterns, you can identify particular types of crime that are taking over for six weeks, 2 months. The Gardaí can therefore identify the gangs and try and identify the gangs involved. A lot of these are international based, they're based abroad. The CSO says they'll continue to engage with the Gardaí around how these crime statistics and the quality of them will be presented.
Paul, thank you very much. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Well, today's figures underline concerns about a rise in theft from shops. They were up by 10%. The Programme for Government promised a number of measures to protect retailers and their staff. On the line is Vincent Jennings, who's the Chief Executive of the Convenience Stores and Newsagents Association. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, these figures, as we were saying, are several months old. Anecdotally, is this something your members are continuing to see?
It certainly is, and I think that the health warning that Paul had mentioned relating to these are the reported figures. There is no doubt whatsoever that were the real figures out, they would be much, much higher. But so many retailers and so many members of staff no longer make contact with the Gardaí to make them aware of particular thefts and the like or incidents in the stores, because it takes so long for anybody to come out. The 999 system that is being used is totally inefficient. It can take 2 and 3 days before you have a visit from a guard. So then the whole work that has to be done following up on a crime and nothing to happen from it. People have just, they throw their hat at it. And yet at the same time, it is a really, really important exercise in getting forward the correct data. But you can understand how people just don't bother.
The government, as I was saying, they've promised a number of measures, including a retail crime strategy. What do you believe would make the most difference?
Well, it's not one thing, but certainly the 999 calls needs to be revisited. It needs to go back to making contact with the local Garda station. For instance, in the whole city of Limerick, anything that happens in Limerick is notified by 999 down to Cork. That just doesn't make sense.
What? So it's likely to be ages before a guard calls out to see somebody and to talk about what
happened.
Absolutely.
And somebody can prioritise that based on local and local knowledge and the like. So certainly, I mean, something like that could be done. But there needs to be. I mean, the government, you quite rightly said, the Programme for Government allows for a very considerable number of measures, and we welcome it hugely. But antisocial behaviour is a real problem. There needs to be the antisocial behaviour orders. There need to be exclusion orders. We need to tackle very, very clearly the level of drive-offs. They are at an absolutely extraordinary level in petrol stations. We need to be able to share information with the Gardaí and the Gardaí to share information with us. We need to protect our employees. We absolutely need to see and to show cause. These people are essential. They're essential to our business. They're essential in society. They deserve to be protected against misogynistic and racist abuse.
Can I ask you about one particular facet of this? Because anybody who spent any time in the district court would know that in many cases, people carrying out these thefts have alcohol or serious drug problems. Would a more concerted effort to tackle drug addiction help?
Look, I'm a retailer's representative. We leave that area to others. All we know is that certainly locking people up is never the answer, and rarely will it get acceptance. There has to be some kind of an overall pronged approach, because it's not working as it is. We're seeing these rises and they will continue. And the level of abuse and the level of threats and the level of violence that has been occasioned against our staff, it just can't go on. It truly cannot go on.
Vincent Jennings, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.